नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयत् नष्ट प्रायश्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाय भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. Good morning to everyone. Another exciting day on our way back to Godhead, right? That's life. That's what we're supposed to do. Otherwise, we'll be in this jail forever. Your father doesn't want that, as we all know. So, okay, I'm already excited. But Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, I was given four texts. Okay, all right, so I'll start again. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, Text 20 to 22. So let's start with text 20. All right. 20, 21, 22, and 23. Okay. That Ivaloka Palasya Putra Bhutvatama Pluto Navipasasam Atmanam Vijanita Sudurmadau Atulhata Swataratam Syatam Nevam Yatapuna Smriti Shan Mat Prasadena Tatapi Mat Anugrahat Vasudevasya Sanidhyam Labhya Divya Sarachate Veti Svalokatam Bhuyo Labdha Bhakti Bhavishyata. Okay, so Mataji, you can. So here's translation. These two young men, Nalakuvara and Manigriva, are by fortune the sons of the great demigod Kuvera. But because of false prestige and madness after drinking liquor, they are so fallen that they are naked but cannot understand that they are. Therefore, because they are living like trees, for trees are naked but are not conscious, these two young men should receive the bodies of trees. This will be proper punishment. Nonetheless, after they become trees, until they are released, by my mercy, they will have remembrance of their past sinful activities. Moreover, by my special favor, after the expiry of 100 years by the measurement of the demigods, they will be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, face to face, and thus revive their real position as devotees. Right. Well, actually, they were lucky. Purport by Sivampad. A tree has no consciousness. When cut, it feels no pain. But Narada Muni wanted the consciousness of Nalakuvara and Manigriva to continue, so that even after being released from the life of trees, they would not forget the circumstances under which they had been punished. Therefore, to bestow upon them special favor, Narada Muni arranged things in such a way that after being released, they would be able to see Krishna in Vrindavan and thus revive their dormant bhakti. Each day of the demigods in the upper planetary system equals 6 months of our measurement. Although the demigods in the upper planetary system are attached to material enjoyment, they are all devotees, and therefore they are called demigods. There are two kinds of persons, namely the devas and the asuras. Asuras forget their relationship with Krishna, asuram bhavam asritaha, whereas devas do not forget. Dhau bhuta sargau lokesmin deva asura evacha Vishnu bhakta smito deva asuras tat viparyayaha. Forward a little bit, yeah. Okay. The distinction between a pure devotee and a Kama Mishra devotee is this. A pure devotee does not desire anything for material enjoyment, whereas a mixed devotee becomes a devotee to become first-class enjoyer of this material world. One who is in direct touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in devotional service remains pure and uncontaminated by desires. Anyabilasita sunyam janma karma di anavritam. By karma misha bhakti, one is elevated to the celestial kingdom. By gyan misha bhakti, one is able to merge into the Brahman effulgence. And by yoga misha bhakti, one is able to realize the omnipotency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But pure bhakti does not depend on karma, gyan, or yoga, for it simply consists of loving affairs. The liberation of the bhakta, therefore, which is called not just mukti but vimukti, surpasses the five other kinds of liberation: sayujya, sarupya, salokya, shasti, and samipya. A pure devotee always engages in pure service. Anukuyena Krishna Nushilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Taking birth in the upper planetary system as a demigod is a chance to become a further purified devotee and go back home, back to Godhead. Narad Muni indirectly gave Manigriva and Nalakuvara the greatest opportunity by his so-called curse. Okay. Now, so this is now text 23. Sri Shuka Vacha Evam Ukta Sadevasi Gato Narayanashtamam Nalakuvara Manigrivav Ashatu Yamalajinav. Sri Shuka Vacha Evam Ukta Sadevasi Gato Narayanashtamam Nalakuvara Manigrivav Ashatu Yamalajinav. Sri Shuka Vacha Evam Ukta Sadevasi Gato Narayanashtamam Nalakuvara Manigrivav Ashatu Yamalajinav. Okay, so we want to repeat that, you can. Hare Krishna. Anyone who wants to repeat that? Text. I think you're on mute still. Okay. So here's word for word. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Sri Shukadev Goswami continued to speak. Evam Utva, thus uttering, Sa He, Devashihi, the greatest saintly person, Narad, Gata, left that place, Narayan Ashramam, for his own ashram, known as Narayan Ashram, Nalakuvara, Nalakuvara, Manigriva, and Manigriva, Ashatuhu, remained there to become Yamala Arjuna, twin Arjun trees. Translation by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami continued, having thus spoken, the great saint Devashi Narad returned to his ashram, known as Narayan Ashram, and Nalakuvara and Manigriva became twin Arjun trees. Purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Arjuna trees are still found in many forests, and their skin is used by cardiologists to prepare medicine for heart trouble. This means that even though they are trees, they are disturbed when skinned for medical science. Om Gina Tibiranyasya Gyana Gina Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaisnavam Cha Sri Rupa Sagichatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sa Advaitam Sa Avadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivashari Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Paraya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gurachise Namaha Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himavya Divyacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Maha Prema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. Jai. So, the text Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, and the text begins from 20 and it ends in 23. Okay, so, Matadi, I would like to do the English translation if you don't mind. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. So, Text 20 to 22, the English translation. These two young men, Nakubara and Manigriva, are by fortune the sons of the great demigod Kubera. But because of false prestige and madness after drinking liquor, they are so fallen that they are naked but cannot understand that they are. Therefore, because they are living like trees, for trees are naked but are not conscious, these two young men should receive the bodies of trees. This will be proper punishment. Nonetheless, after they become trees and until they are released, by my mercy, they will have remembrance of their past sinful activities. Moreover, by my special favor, after the expiry of 100 years, by the celestial years, by the measurement of the demigods, they will be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, face to face, and thus revive their real position as devotees. Okay. So stay here, Mataji. That's good enough. Stay here. So, Hare Krishna. Boy, do we have a lot of lessons to learn from this. Srila Prabhupada says, don't drink. One of the four regulative principles. Now, if we only knew that, would they be in this situation? Of course not. But see, when you have a saint like Narada Muni giving you punishment, there is still benefit in it by meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead and starting back to yoga. So how wonderful. So even when our elevated devotees punish us, they still help us. So now we have to learn. When a guru shouts at you, don't think he hates you. Because a guru is a coach. And coaches can shout on their team, motivating them to do better. That's all there is to it. So a bona fide spiritual master is upset, that's one thing. Team members, devotees, cannot get upset with each other though, because that will break the team apart. But the coach can in fact instill, push, lovingly persuade for devotees to do better. That's guru. So now Narada Muni was playing that rule to Manigriva and Narakubera, the sons of Kubera. Kubera is the treasure of the demigod. So, you know, money, plenty of money is there. What comes to him? And therefore, it's easily distributable to his sons. And they got power drunk, money drunk, and alcohol drunk. The women were there, and it's wine, women, not devotee women now. We're talking about women that worldly type women. The heavenly planets, they're worldly women too. And they're pretty to boot, physically. So these people just got all into it. drinking, they were in the river, and of course, if they were naked, you can imagine what was going on. I don't have to tell you. Now, a saint like Narada Muni is passing by. The women see him and they immediately cover themselves. But these two men are so drunk, they can't tell bottom from top and top from bottom. They're not thinking. Their minds are blocked. Maya, Paritigyana, Maya has stolen their intelligence. So here is a great saint like Devanshinarada coming apart, and he's just looking there, just naked. Didn't matter to them. They're nice bodies, physical bodies, heavenly planets, they all have that like that. So the women came to their senses. Therefore, Narada Muni did not punish the women. But the men did not come to their senses. Those two men at that time, they were too drunk. As a matter of fact, before I became, by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj, a devotee, Christmas time, we were working, and sometimes a company would throw a Christmas party. So as a company that threw a Christmas party, and some of the employees were our friends, and you could invite friends. So they invited me. I hadn't even met Anasuya at the time. What man, just a single guy. And went to this party. Of course, people were drinking. I didn't really like alcohol from the get-go. It wasn't like I didn't stop. I didn't like it at all even when I was little. I thought it tasted horrible. So I was just drinking sodas. But a lot of people were drinking alcohol. Our table is there. It's a round table. People are around. All of a sudden, this guy comes from nowhere and comes to stand next to our table. And he's lost. Drunk like a skunk. And he's just all tipped backwards. Doesn't know what's going on. And boy, we started teasing him, especially me. I said, oh boy, this is, talk about enjoyment. He has no inhibitions. Nothing is bothering him. And everybody's looking at him and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. At least he wasn't naked. I had his clothes. Not like, not like Kuvara Manigriva. But it was funny how when you drink, you lose your sense of equilibrium, your sense of composure. Here is Narada Muni coming, and these guys didn't even realize what was going on. So Narada Muni had to teach them a lesson. Help them. My Guru Maharaj says, somebody's in trouble. He just tells you, the leader says, help them, which means bring them back to their senses. My Guru Maharaj used that word a lot. Help them, help them. So then the leaders at the time, Kirinagri, could do something for that particular devotee if he doesn't understand a few things. So we're all learning at that time anyway. So we're just new in Krishna consciousness. So here's Narada Muni, decides, all right, now, we know, if not all of us, most of us would know, that if now, in this world, if you deal with things involving nudity, out there, nudity, I don't have to give examples about it, we all know, then you're risking the next, anybody that does that, is risking the next life being in a tree, because trees get exposed. They don't dress, and they don't have much of any consciousness to boot. So, in this case, when one becomes, Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture. If you do deal with nudity, then you can be a tree and stand up for 5,000 years. He says one tree that was in California, they told him that tree has been there for about 7,000 years. And that's a long time. And he said, in his time in school, Srila Prabhupada's time in school, he says, I don't know whether they still do it, but I also remember the time when I was in school, even though I'm much younger than Srila Prabhupada. When a student causes problem, the teacher would say, stand up, go stand in a corner, and you have your back facing, you have your face facing the wall in the corner. And you stand there maybe for about 5 minutes and let you go back to your desk and you start behaving yourself because you don't want to do it, have it done to you again. 5 minutes. And he says, just imagine being a tree and being asked to stand for 5,000 years. How much trouble that is. Now, you add it to this particular climate you go through. Winter is coming. So there will be pinching cold. This is also your power parts. Torrents of rain. Sun that is so scorching. And you're sitting there, and any entity that can land on you as a tree can do anything they want with your body. Anything they like. They may take your fruit, they may decide, like a woodpecker, to just peck, and make it. You have no choice. You can't stop it. What kind of punishment is this? It's absolutely horrible. Horrible. No human being says, oh, stand as a tree. They will beg, please don't poop in a tree body. Okay? Now it's not only nudity, but there is also progression. From the lowest type of body, this is aquatics, then to trees, then to insects, then to birds, then to animals, then to humans. So the non-humans are 8 million, and then the humans are 400,000. So there's also, after a while, that you go from the soul that is in a fish or aquatic body. When they get off that series, they also go into trees, which means a lot of all the aquatics in the ocean, the next time they get out of an aquatic, they're going to also be in trees. That's why there's so many trees. Because you can't imagine, you know, in this planet, you know, that many people don't become nude as plants. That you can't, obviously, it can't be that way. But yes, if you're nudity, you deal with nudity, you'll be in a plant or a tree body chosen by the transcendental system, the Lord's agents. But those who are in the ocean, also, their next type of body will also be trees when they come off the ocean. So there'll be a whole bunch of them. So that two punishments are there, nudity and also when you're so loaded, they put you in, or the soul is so low, they put you in a fish body, an aquatic body. The next type, non-aquatic body, will be a tree body. So, there's a lot of problems. Now, before we go on, let's just see, the body has mercy. The body has been given mercy. We're talking about us now and all the bodies who are Hare Krishna devotees. We can spread the mercy. Just before I forget this. And the reason we're talking about it is this. We all know that when we cook bhoga, we offer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We go through the offering, and then we wait. And after the Lord finishes, we wash the Lord's plate. And now we have Mahaprasadam, and also Prasadam that you know, the rest of it we can have. This is how we've been trained to live our lives. So the point we're making here is, when we offer the bhoga to the Lord, we also usually offer water. We have water with it. Okay? Now, when you finish, then you take the offering off. Now it's Mahaprasadam. The water is also part of the Mahaprasadam. Now, if you really want to give mercy, don't drink the water. We've been drinking it so many times, we overdose drinking water, but that water is food for the plants. So if you really want to give plants mercy, give the Mahaprasadam water to the plants. The plants at your house, the plants outside your house, even the grass, be reverential. Understand that this is Mahaprasadam. Now, I checked with two sannyasis and they confirmed this. That when a devotee gives Mahaprasad like that, you see, the water is food for the plants, so that's why I'm saying Mahaprasad like that. You give to by pouring on the roots of the plant, that plant that gets the Maha water will take birth next life in a human body. Now, normally, they're supposed to go from tree to insect or reptile, insect to bird to animal before human body. But once you give that particular fortunate plant your Maha, what, even one time, and they have that as food through their roots, that soul is going to take human birth next life as one benefit. And the second benefit is they're going to start their journey back to Godhead. So there's that much mercy that you can give if you want to do it. I mean, of course, the plants can't come and beg you, give me water. They don't do that. So you have to just give that mercy to them if you want. And speaking about that, you can take a little bit of the prasadam also, go outside, put it behind the tree, the insects would get to it. They will get to it. The mice and stuff, they don't come to, they also have to feed. So they also have to eat. So you have that opportunity. And it's been explained to me that our own spiritual growth depends on how much we help others. When we help other devotees or others, everybody's actually a devotee. We don't know. Sometimes some people know like us, and some people don't want to admit that they are devotees. Need so much maya. So when you give to anyone, when you help others, then Krishna is pleased with you and helps you even more to grow in Krishna consciousness. So we can help by serving other devotees, but we also can help the souls in the non-human bodies the way we just described it. So if you want to give that mercy, that would be wonderful. You can do that. All right, now, so coming back to the text. So text 20 to 22, these two young men, Nalakubara and Mangriva, are by fortune the sons of the great demigod Kubera. This is Nadamuni thinking through like that. But because of false prestige, false ego, the one that's most difficult to overcome, and madness after drinking liquor, they have a bad habit of, you know, drunks, they like to drink a lot. They are so fallen that they're naked, they can't even understand they are. So because they're living like the type of bodies that get people and souls get put in to be naked and not conscious, which is a tree type, so then these two young men should receive the bodies of trees. That would be proper punishment. So Narada Muni is reasoning it out like that. Nonetheless, now here comes the mercy. After they become trees for 100 celestial years, we'll come to that Bezebed later. By the mercy of Narada Muni, they will have remembrance of their past sinful activities. Much like Bharat Maharaj when he was put in the body of a deer because he stopped doing service and was only caring for the deer. It wasn't bad to care for the deer, but you don't stop your service to do that. The devotion service, he went into the woods for just that. He left your kingdom for that. And when he was dying, well, he remembered, he remembered the deer, so he was put in the deer body. Because in the last minute, that's what he was doing. So when Narada Muni saw these two young men, acting like trees would do, then he put them in a tree body. But he said that they will still have remembrance. So even in a deer body, Bharat Maharaj also was allowed to remember his past life. So he went to the ashram as a deer. Obviously, he can't chant. He just stood there and watched them and was just praying for the time to leave the deer body. That time came, and then he got born again as Jatparat, and now he became very, very saintly and didn't take a chance at all with material life. We won't get into details of that. That's there in Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 11, 10 and 11. Anyway, so Narada Muni is saying this will be proper punishment. And after they become trees and they get released, and after the 100 celestial years, then by the mercy of Narada Muni, they will have remembrance of the past sinful activities, and also by the special favor, they will be near enough to Nanda Maharaj's house that the Supreme Personality of Godhead will see them face to face and release them. So they were going to be fortunate later. Punishment first, though. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada describes... I hope you guys can hear me. I'm seeing a sign that my connection is unstable. But anyway, I'll go on. A tree has no consciousness. When cut, it feels no pain. But Narada Muni wanted the consciousness of Nalakubara and Manigriva to continue. So even after being released from the life of trees, they wouldn't forget the circumstances under which they had been punished. Therefore, to bestow upon them special favor, Narada arranged things in such a way that after being released, they will be able to see Krishna in Vrindavan and therefore revive their dormant bhakti. And speaking about dormant bhakti, Srila Prabhupada, one time I heard him in a morning walk, he was literally challenging the devotees. He says, "Did I give you money to become a devotee?" They said no, because they were answering for recording purposes. And all the questions that Srila Prabhupada threw to them, the answer was no, and the devotees correctly said no. He said, the bhakti is already there. I didn't put it there. It's dormant in your soul, in your heart. And all I did was wake it up. That's all. Wake it up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is the Yuga Dham in Kali Yuga to wake up our dormant Krishna consciousness. And that's after this awakening, you just associate with devotees, increase your faith in Krishna, and by the mercy of Krishna, you get guru, and then you get initiated, and then your path begins back to Godhead. To go join the party that's going on while we're suffering in this place. Go back and have fun. Serving the servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is our constitutional position, and it is wonderful. We just forgotten what it is like and how wonderful and how effulgent the spiritual world is. So that's waiting for us. Take it seriously. Don't offend. That's the one thing that will stop Vaishnava Parad. Be very careful about that. Anyway, so Nalakubara and Manigriva were already aparadis towards Narada Muni. But now they're having that power. He's such a great guru, even to Vyasadev. So he punished them. But he punished them to give them mercy too. Okay, so Srila Prabhupada says, each day in the upper planetary system equals 6 months of our measurements. So that's the average. And sometimes, depending on like the moon planet, which is also heavenly, is shorter. And then you go to Brahmaloka, even longer. But the average is 2 days of their time is 1 year for us. One day is six, well, their time is 6 months. So that, then you multiply by 360 of the days and 100. So they were there a very, very long time by our calculations. They still were in the trees. But they were in Arjun trees near Nanda Maharaj's property. And therefore, when Krishna and Mother Yashoda had this pastime of, you know, Krishna being a little bit, you know, troublesome, just for fun, to enthuse him that way, and Mother Yashoda tied, after a lot of struggle with the ropes, finally Krishna allowed him to tie to this water, and then, without them realizing Krishna was around, I mean, Krishna was moving, Krishna moved the whole water course, so Krishna is nothing, because it's so powerful. Moved it, like, you know, a little, and then the cowherd boys, the little boys, they saw it. Moved until he got to the place where the two Arjun trees were, and then he moved in between so that the mortar would be stuck on either side of the tree and pulled them down. So that's going to be happening later. But, you know, they got to see, they means Nala, the sons of Kubera came out, and then he got to associate with Krishna and got released. So that would be done later on. That is the 40 to 43 I know about. I have prepared, but that's that for today. So anyway, so each day in the upper planetary system equals 6 months of our measurements. So although the demigods in the upper planetary system, they attach material enjoyment, they attach material enjoyment, but they are all devotees, which means they go back and forth. They know Krishna, they know about, sometimes they even see Krishna. When Krishna was dancing on the heads of Kaliya to punish him, the demigods came to provide music. So they actually saw him. Literally. They saw him. But see, Sri Prabhupada is so merciful to us. We see the deity, which is also Krishna. The deity is Krishna. But we're being led to go back. So then, as we read this material enjoyment, well, it's not really enjoyment. It's just sense gratification. But it won't take us back home. So basically, we're being told, well, that's what Manigiban and Kubera did to the extreme. They drank so much that they couldn't even realize when Narad Muni was there. So we have to be careful. Basically, we have to be careful. Associate with devotees who are fixed up so that you can stay away from all the negative things. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, which is what they were in, and no meat eating, no fish, eggs, like that. So there are two kinds of persons, namely devas and the asuras. Sri Prabhupada speaks this so many times. So if you're Krishna conscious, then you're in the deva category. And if you don't believe in God, don't want to care about God, then you are in the asura category. As a matter of fact, Sri Prabhupada, you know how he puts things so simply. He says, he kind of dramatized this one. He says, you see a person, sir, do you believe in God? No. Well, you're a demon. Of course, I'm not advising that you go there, that there will be arguments with you. But he was making the point. You don't believe in God, or you don't care about serving God, you're a demon. So you don't have to be killing people like the way, these two devotees that fell down, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, what they did, especially Hiranyakashipu, what he did, or counsel what he did, you don't have to go to that extent. If you don't believe in Krishna, you're a demon, according to Srila Prabhupada's definition. And if you do, then you're living the deva type consciousness. When for us, it's been made very simple. The nine processes are there. Hearing is the first one. Srila Prabhupada says the most important is chanting, but the first thing you have to do is to hear, because hearing is what gives the guidance. And then the chanting is, well, our transcendental connection to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Srila Prabhupada says, asuras forget their relationship with Krishna. Asuram bhava ashrita. Namo disvitina muda papadente naradhama maya paritagra jnana asuram bhavi asvita. That's the full text. But the devas don't forget. So the demigods don't forget. Devas means devotees are also in that same type of consciousness. Then he quotes from Padma Purana and also Bhagavad Gita 16:6, chapter 16, text 6. Dvabhutau sarga lokesmin deva asura evacha. Vishnu bhakta smito deva asura stad vipayaha. The distinction between a pure devotee. Kama misha bhakti, well, a pure devotee doesn't desire anything for material enjoyment. So see, what we've been told is param disvana bhaktati. Replace the lower, which is material, with the higher, that is transcendental. The higher energy, the superior energy of the Lord. We shouldn't get too attached to the inferior energy, even though we are in the material world. But consciously, we should be outside here. As it says, be in this world, but not of this world. Be a devotee, even though we're here now. So if we think like that and don't connect to material enjoyment, material things, but only use what's necessary materially for our lives, and everything else you do for spiritual reasons, then even though we're here physically in this deal, consciously we're liberated. Because we're not thinking in terms of trying to connect with the craziness that's going on here. You know there's a lot of craziness going on in the whole world, in the United States also. So a mixed devotee becomes, the Prabhupada says, becomes a devotee to become a first-class enjoyer of this material world, which is unfortunate. But one who is in direct touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in devotional service remains pure and uncontaminated by material desires. So, Kama Misha Bhakti, those who just mix so much and more of goodness only, but not taking spirituality seriously, well, they go to the heavenly planets. Those who are a little higher, by jnana, by knowledge, but again, not bhakti, when they leave the bodies, they are able to merge into the effulgence of Krishna. So that's a little better, but there's no activity there. It's peaceful, there's no activity, and you're there only for a period of time. Then you have to fall back into the medium type planet by like this earthly planet and continue the bhakti. Now the Muni says there is no loss or diminution. So wherever you end it and things change and you come back again, then of course you pick up where you left off. So nobody's put at the beginning to start all over again. Now Yoga Mishra Bhakti, they're able to realize the omnipotency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By Kunta planets. Bhakti does not depend on karma, jnana, or yoga. It's just loving affairs. So the whole thing about spiritual world is devotees serving other devotees all the way up to service to the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, and they serve back. So there's loving exchanges like that. Of course, you cannot beat Radha and Krishna in their service because they're the ultimate. So actually, we actually enjoy a lot by serving. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 1, in the middle of a purport, Srila Prabhupada describes us and describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He says, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and we are subordinate enjoyers. So we also serve. In the service, we enjoy. It's very hot. It's nice. It's very nice. But we are serving at the same time. So here's an analogy. Like, you are a servant of a very, very rich person. That's a very, very expensive car. And your job is to drive him wherever he wants to go. So he gets up in the morning and says, all right, my dear, drive me to this location. I have a meeting. I should be there before 9 o'clock. You said, yes, sir. You get behind the wheel. He's sitting in the back seat. You drive this Porsche, maybe Rolls Royce, wonderful car by material standards. Take him to this place. All right. So come back just before 5 o'clock to get me. I'll be here from 9 to 5. You said, okay. So now you drop him off. He's gone. Who has the car? You. May I remind you, it's a Rolls Royce. It's not yours, but you get to ride it. Everybody that sees you won't think you're a driver. They'll think you're the owner because usually the owners drive a car. The owner is gone, so nobody can tell that the car is empty, just you, and you're driving it. Won't they admire you? Oh, he's got a Rolls Royce. They think they're such, but you're just a servant of a rich man. But you get to enjoy all of this. In fact, Papa gave another analogy. He says, devotees who serve Krishna enjoy even more than Krishna in one sense. Why? He says, well, when the food is cooked and is offered to Krishna, he's talking about the spiritual world now. Radharani's cooking is unbeatable. But Krishna will taste some of it, and guess who gets the rest of it? The devotees. A whole lot of it goes to the devotees. So the devotees eat more than Krishna. See, even though we're supposed to be servants. But just like the person that drives the car gets the car for far longer time than the owner gets. Same way. So don't think that we're going to go and be your servant. Servant means you're not going to get. Are you kidding? We're going to enjoy way more. But it's still service though. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the one, the object of love. Everybody gives love to him. So that's what we got to do. Even though we may have forgotten what it is like in the spiritual world, we're still being guided by the devotees who have submitted, like Srila Prabhupada, 100% submitted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we're all benefiting from the effort that he put in here and the help that he got from his disciples. So we're fortunate. We have to see it that way and stay that way. So the bhakti does not depend on karma, reap what you sow, or gyan, or yoga, to try to do meditation, to see the Lord in the heart, and so on. That may be good, but that's, our relationship that the Papa wants for us is actual association, and relating to devotees, and, in the end, benefit from relating to the Supreme Personality of God, what we do, our services. So, we're not dealing with mukti, just liberation, but the one that surpasses the five other kinds of liberation, Sayujya, Sarupya, Salukya, Shasti, and Samipya. We'll talk a little bit about that. Sayujya, and I'll just, not in the same order, but you can in the Vaikuntha planet have a body almost like the body of Narayan, of Vishnu. Four-handed, bluish, just like Krishna is bluish. Very nice. You can have almost the same belongings as Krishna has. As Narayan has. All of that's given there. And you get to associate with Lord Narayan. You're not too far away. Oh, this is all the Sanskrit that I'm describing. I actually got to read it yesterday, even though I did not prepare for it. So like that. But what Srila Prabhupada has given us is the ultimate. We're going back, if we take this process seriously, to Goloka Vrindavan, where all of the five rasas are there. Neutral, servant, parent, friend, lover, all of that's there. In the Vaikuntha planets, there is only neutral and servant. You serve, you relate to Narayan in awe and reverence. You're a servant. And then a neutral. The other part, you can't be a parent of Narayan. You can't be a lover of Narayan because Lakshmi's got that position. So you can't do that. But in the spiritual world, in the Goloka Vrindavan, that one wonderful planet which is the farthest away, all of this is available. So how fortunate we are this time that if we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra seriously, focusing on it, and pray for steadiness in chanting, and pray to stay at least materially in the mode of goodness and keep chanting and serving devotees and not hurting anybody's feelings. And somebody hurts your feelings, don't take it seriously, but you shouldn't hurt other people's feelings. Then you're on your way back. You get the mercy of Guru to go back. So, Shukadev Goswami, this is now text 23. Having thus spoken, the great saint Narada returned to his ashram, called Narayan Ashram, and Nalakubara Malugriva had to begin their punishment as two Arjun trees. And Srila Prabhupada says, Arjun trees are used still now, the skin of it, for cardiologists to prepare medicines for heart trouble. So even though they're trees, they're still medically useful for heart situations. Now, we should really be good devotees, and the way to be good devotees is described by Maharaj Vrishabhadeva, an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in Canto 5, Chapter 5, and Texts 10 through 13. I had it here, and if I don't, I'll have to search for it, because I know I copied it. It's going to be easy to search for. Okay, so let me do that now. I don't know where my thing is. I want to search for it, and I actually have database open, so I'll go 5, 5, 10. Okay, here we go. All right, so here's a translation, 5, 5, 10. Maharaj Vrishabhadeva advising his 100 sons for our benefit. He says, "Oh, my sons, you should accept a highly elevated Paramahansa, a spiritually advanced spiritual master." So any spiritual master in ISKCON fits that role. Jayam Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya. Astore Tera Sata Sri Sri Mahadis Divine Grace. And of course, your spiritual master or Srila Prabhupada. This is how we start in the Prema Dwani verse. So Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya is the sannyasi that travels around, which they do. And Paramhamsa is the one that sits and then, of course, preaches and also writes books if they want to. And they are. So once you get initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, one is connected in ISKCON, you automatically have that type of spiritual master. So then Maharaj Vrishabhadeva, who is Krishna, the incarnation, he says, in this way, you should place your faith and love in me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the reason he says that spiritual master is the representative, the bona fide representative of Krishna. So literally, Krishna consciousness is also Guru consciousness. When you're conscious of Guru, then you're conscious of the representative of Krishna. And the representative of Krishna, Krishna himself has decided that should be there. Remember, he set up Guruship. Krishna himself set up Guruship. So then when you connect with spiritual master, you should serve spiritual master like if Krishna was there, the way you serve him. That's the way you should serve spiritual master, because he's a representative of Krishna. So to love the spiritual master is taken as loving and being faithful to Krishna. That's what he says. So Maharaj Vrishabhadeva says, you should detest sense gratification. You should actually hate it, because it should be gone from your life. And then the spiritual replaces that. And then you're happy, happiness from the soul. That's real happiness. You should also tolerate the duality of pleasure and pain. That's the way it is in this world. Winter will come, then summer will come, and it's just, you know, that's the way it is until you get back to the spiritual world, and it's all nice all the time. But right now, we have to tolerate it. So there are like seasonal changes of summer and winter. Now, he also says, try to realize, give about another 3 minutes and stop. Try to realize the miserable condition of living entities who are miserable even in the higher planetary systems. Abhama Bhuvana Loka, from Abhama Loka all the way up to Patana Loka, the lowest hellish planets, all are places of suffering. It's just in different degrees of suffering. So, inquire about the truth, undergo all kinds of austerities and penances for the sake of devotional service. So when you get trials, go on anyway. Don't think Krishna is giving up on you. Some are going through trials. I mean, some of my God, my brothers and God sisters and devotees, I know they are going through some trouble. But no, my Guru Maharaj says, but God didn't cheat you. Krishna never cheats us. He never cheats us. So look to Guru and Krishna. That's where the answers are. Give up enmity, subdue anger, chant and glorify the Lord's holy name, and look on everybody equally on the spiritual platform. You won't be able to go through all of it, but here's the reference. Bhavatam 5.5.10. It goes from 10 to 13. The entire thing is there. So Maharaj Vrishabhadeva says, have full faith in revealed scriptures and always observe celibacy. Perform your prescribed duties. Avoid prajapa, unnecessary talks. So always think of a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Acquire knowledge from the right source, which is from Srila Prabhupada's books and the books written based on Srila Prabhupada's books. So practicing Bhakti Yoga, you will patiently and enthusiastically be elevated in knowledge, and you will give up the false ego, which is the most difficult one to give. And then we're going back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. And Nala Kuvara and Manigriva, you know what happened to them. They're going to be in trees for 100 celestial years, and then they'll get to see Supreme Personality of Godhead, who will release them. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Shivopadi ki jai. So, questions time, hopefully?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Thanks, Shri
Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thanks so much for such an energetic and bubbling
lecture. My spiritual master's mercy. Oh my goodness. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy, they deserve the credit. Anyway, go ahead. I understand your point. Yeah, very good point. First of all, please realize the heavenly planets are for sense gratification. It doesn't matter whether a man is doing it or a woman is doing it. They're just into sense gratification, period. That's what they've been doing. Okay? Second, see, Papa told us we are not these bodies. So we don't go by woman or man doing stuff. That's all at the material level. Okay? So I don't mean to condescend because we all been told you're not the body. But you made a very important point, though, because as long as we're in this material world, we have these bodies. And the bodies has gender, man and woman. Okay? So if the woman do this, the men do this, you ask by the Tathagata Maharaj, he will tell you, well, the other side is also true. Sometimes the women also pull the men into it. You don't think women are attracted to men? Are you kidding me? Go read third canto, when Lord Kapila, is talking to his mother. His mother had 9 daughters. And Srila Prabhupada says, there's a distinction, there's a relation between sexual agitation on women and 9. 9 times the men. So don't even start like that. I have to defend the men also. Okay? It's just sense gratification across the board. And that's no good. That's no good. So you made a very important point. Yes, sometimes the men can pull women into trouble. But sometimes the women can pull men into trouble too. Both cases. So get out of this altogether and go back home. So that's why we don't deal at the body level. So you made a very important point. And I have to side with you. More often than not, it's the men that pull the women. It's true. The men are a little more aggressive. And the women may go along with it. Or sometimes they may even say no. Which is good for the men. The women say no in this case. For sense gratification. But hopefully the women will say yes, as long as the men say, let's chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You know what that means? It means we're going back, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then we're going to shed all these bodies. Material bodies won't matter anymore when we go back to Godhead. So you made an excellent point. So that's even more reason why we should stay with the spiritual and forget the material, Hare Krishna. Okay, it was good we brought it up. Very good question. Okay. Any other questions or comments? A couple of minutes before 9 o'clock. Okay, yeah. Anyway. Hare Krishna, my dear God sister. Jai. Now, you know who's behind this. I have to tell you. Srila Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada. You know who's behind this. I'm just an actor. Literally worse than a puppet. Being used like that. Srila Prabhupada himself said, Krishna used me as a puppet. Go ahead. You want to say something? Well, you know, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Gurudev. That's all I can say. This is wonderful. Yes. And we'll talk some more. My heart is with you. I understand. Difficulties can be there, but we can talk. Hare Krishna. Jai. talked about. Okay. Oh, my goodness. It's not mine, believe me. No, people who know me, I'm usually very quiet. I'm the last person to know anything. But when it comes to this, I don't know. I do not know what happens. All I know is all of this energy comes almost from nowhere. But I shouldn't say nowhere because we know where it comes from, right? And then after this, I'm going to be the same mouse that I've always been, quiet again. That's what's going to happen. I know that. So that's why I also record it so I can hear. Because it's not really me. It's only coming through me. But the source is the spiritual master, the Parampara. Hare Krishna. I have to confess that I didn't hear the question properly because it's... that's okay. If somebody heard it, can they repeat the question, please? The question was, the Mahawara after you offer Boga and the deities eat and you finish, we were making a point that we should show mercy to the plants by giving the water to them, so that they can also be blessed to be devotees next life. And the question was, but can you give the water, the Mahawara, to Tulsi Devi? Okay, so that's the question. Absolutely, Tulsi is a devotee. Why not? Yeah, the devotees. Yeah, please do. Now, let me tell you something funny. I made one experiment. My background is chemistry, but it wasn't like my house is a chemical lab. It's not. But I made one experiment. There was one plant, and it wasn't a Tulsi plant. It was one plant in my house. I'm giving all the other plants Miracle Grow fertilizer and all kinds of things to get them, you know, and calcium, lime, and all of that. That one plant, I decided for a while, no any type of water, just Mahawara. So I kept pouring my, and that plant outgrew, I mean, it grew so big, just for Mahawara, nothing else. So the potency is there. Yeah, so obviously, to serve Maharani, you know, Tulsi Maharani, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's like serving someone in the spiritual world. Because she's like that. So the answer is yes, yes, yes. Please do. Hare Krishna. Any other comments? Yes, when you offer with your boga to the Lord, that's Mahawara. If also you offer water to your deities, in the deity altar, when you take them out, that's also Mahawara. Both of them can be used. Yeah, okay. Hare Krishna. Good point to bring it up. Any other questions? Jonah, you know you can take over anytime, so anytime. You guys excite me. That's what it is. I'm so used to it. Krishna's mercy, Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. It's like being with family, you know? So, I just go on and on. Go ahead. Let me not interrupt you. Go ahead. Make. Yeah. Okay. on the way to being real devotees, huh? Okay, all right. That's interesting. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a nice way to put it. Thanks. Bastardized, yeah. Yeah. So innocence and ignorance at the same time. Yeah, so that we got the mercy of the Lord. Everybody, no matter how you're feeling, we should count ourselves fortunate because we are connected within a very, very important system that would take us back. Oh, but I'll just mention this. His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj make this point. And I'm in very few lectures I've listened to, and he spoke in English. Sometimes he does Hindi. A lot of times he does Hindi. And he said, to answer to a question, one devotee that wasn't sure because he thought that his life wasn't so great, you know, spiritually and so on, he's struggling. And Maharaj said, Once you connect with Krishna, you're going back to Godhead. You're going back to Godhead. The question is, will it be in after this body or the next one or the one after that? But definitely, Krishna will lead you back. You will get the mercy. If you had to kick and scream to go back, you certainly would go. So for those who are serious now and trying to beg for the mercy, the chances are higher that after they quit this body, they'll go back. But if you have to continue, you will continue still in Krishna consciousness in the next body. And a body after that, if you have to. So in the end, and whatever that weakness is there, it will be worked on. So there's improvement and improvement and improvement until it gets to a point Krishna says, all right, you've done enough. All right, we'll forgive the rest of it. Come home. Like that. So he says, everybody will go. So that's nothing to worry about in terms of, if you get away from Krishna consciousness, well, that's one thing. That's your fault. No, that's my fault if I did that. But as long as we stay, no matter what's going on, whatever the challenges are, we stay with the process. And in Kali Yuga, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As attentively as we can, focusing on the name, using more of our senses. That's why we chant out loud so our ears can hear also. And we look at the deity and it's the eyes. The Prabhupada says, more you engage the senses in the chanting, the better focus you will have. Until finally, you know, it says the highest is have in your mind Radha Krishna picture. The picture of Radha Krishna, the deity in your mind and your chanting. That's anywhere you're chanting, you have that. That's going to work. So we're fortunate. We just have to take advantage of it. That's all. Hare Krishna. Nobody can get away from Krishna. Krishna has two energies, internal and external. You can just go from one to the other, but you can't go outside either one of them. So if temporarily you get away from the internal and you get to the external, the Maya is with you, it's going to beat you up a little bit. But you can't get away from Krishna ever because he owns everything. So it's just the question is, after a while, when you get beaten up a while, you go, geez, I'm really suffering this. Well, maybe I should try that. Of course you should try the other side. What do you think? You know, if you're beaten up, and so then you go back, and then Krishna would arrange to welcome you again, so you can go on. So that's why Radha Govinda Maharaj says, once you taste the Krishna, it doesn't matter what you do sometimes with material energy, you're going to wind up back, and Krishna would arrange to beat you up a little bit so that you get back, and then you finally just take it seriously and go back home. You cannot get away from it. That's the mercy that's there. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Okay. Hare Krishna. Work, yeah. Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna. Thank you for allowing me to do the service. Krishna's mercy. All God to the power of Hare Krishna. Jai. God to the power of